Tom Karkle in the AM 1400 WRJN News Center. Our AccuWeather forecast says it'll be mainly sunny today. We'll have a high near 70. In Kenosha right now, temperature-wise, things are starting to warm up just a little bit. 55 at this hour. In Burlington, 55 as well. Milwaukee, 53, and it's 53 degrees in Racine. The occupants of a home in the Kenosha County Village of Summers this morning evacuated just before 1:30. There was a relatively small fire in the basement, which produced quite a bit of smoke. Fire crews and sheriff's deputies dispatched to the 6300 block of 44th Street. The report was a dehumidifier had malfunctioned and started on fire. The occupants managed to get the flames extinguished before they went outside, but the crews came in with their big fans to blow the rest of the smoke out of that house. It was an overflow house, the Mount Pleasant Village Hall, last night, a meeting to discuss the issues on the severe erosion of Lake Michigan shoreline, threatening nearly a dozen homes in Mount Pleasant, several more in Caledonia and Summers. Marty Griffin with the DNR said that because of the seriousness of the situation, they're allowing affected property owners to take emergency action without getting the required state permit.
So what we're allowing you to do is place materials without getting a permit, but you, as a landowner, is agreeing to embark on a process that we know sometime in the future, a permanent, more stable solution will be undertaken.
John Feldman said he felt a collective solution needs to be found.
I'm looking for leadership from the village of Mount Pleasant to incorporate a larger solution for a number of property owners rather than just everybody individually on their own, trying to figure out their own solution.
Several speakers said they felt funding or other monetary assistance ought to be made available, but Julie Anderson, Racine County's Public Works and Development Services Director, said it just isn't available. Jerry Garski, the Mount Pleasant chairman, telling the crowd that government agencies continue to work together trying to find a solution quickly. Frito-Lay recalling some of its rolled gold pretzels because they might contain peanut residue not properly identified on the label. It's the tiny twist, the thins, the sticks, and the honey wheat-breaded pretzels that are all being pulled off the shelves. This after the Hostess brand's companies with 70,000 snack cakes on the shelves. Those were pulled because of the same reason, peanut residue. Folks can be affected of that, allergic to peanuts in any way. A woman found unresponsive in the bathroom of a Caledonia business, revived with the opioid antidote Narcan. Narcan saving the day again, only this time it took twice the dosage. Here's WRJN's Janet Hoff.
Caledonia police and Racine County Sheriff's deputies were called to the SAI Mart on 7 Mile Road and began CPR. Officers determined the woman may be suffering from an opioid overdose and administered Narcan. However, the woman did not respond. Rescue personnel arrived and took over life-saving efforts. After receiving another Narcan dose, the woman woke up. She was transported to Wheaton Franciscan Hospital, where she was treated and released. The Windlake woman is being held in the Racine County Jail. Police say heroin and drug paraphernalia were found at the scene. Another person was also arrested on drug-related charges. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News.
And the Racine County Sheriff's Department was one of the many Southeast Wisconsin law enforcement agencies participating in the recent two-week click-it-or-ticket enforcement effort and reports the issuance of 130 citations. Most went to adults for seatbelt violations, but there were 7 citations for children not wearing seatbelts, 27 speeding violations documented, 37 for operating while suspended or revoked, 13 non-registered vehicles, 2 equipment violations written, 17 equipment violation warnings were issued. Lack of insurance, operating without a license, among the other 70 offenses handled by deputies, 1 felony arrest made along with 3 misdemeanor narcotics violations, and a dozen people were taken into custody on warrants. City of Racine will go ahead with the sewer work underneath parts of historically bricked College Avenue without tearing up the entire multi-block section. Though when the item came up at last night's council meeting on the agenda, there were a couple of no votes. Alderman Sandy Winder, who lives in that area and supports the work getting done without tearing up the bricks, she felt the process of just amending an existing contract with $349,000 for this work wasn't the right thing to do. Public Works Commissioner Mark Yellen noted the contractor on a $1 million sewer lining contract has the expertise to do the work and can do it sooner rather than later with a separate deal.
There's like a horse collar shaped pipe. We contract for circular pipe. The contract that currently has this project has that experience and is willing to do that. We've got good prices from last year, And then also we believe our recommendation to modify this existing contract will give us about a two-month head start on this project.
The vote on the Public Works Committee's report showing Alderman Widener, Shields, and Lehrin against that item due to the process. Lehrin changed her vote later on the resolution. Used to be done in-house. Now the state has control of inspecting the accuracy of gas pumps and other devices under the Weights and Measures section of statutes, for which the City of Racine has to pay the state $400 a day for 36 days. During last night's council meeting, Administrator Tom Friedel responded to Alderman Widener's inquiry about what's received for that cost, Widener finding the language and the timing kind of strange on what reads as a self-renewing contract. Friedel said that's how the state runs it everywhere.
The last sentence in their communication says it shall be self-renewing for succeeding fiscal year periods. But this is for July 1st, 2016 through June 30th, 2017. Does this just self-renew or...
I think
does
that's
it come
the
back
intention.
Before?
That's the way I would read that. This is the intention. We're going to keep doing this because that's the way it's being done all across the state of Wisconsin.
Finance Committee Chairman Q.A. Shakur pointing out the city has no choice on the $400 a day cost, the council unanimously supporting the agreement. Looks like the intersection of Washington and Green Bay going to be getting a new grocery store in the city of Kenosha. Aldi's wants to build a store in the Kenosha Point development on the northeast corner of that intersection. It'll be taken up by the City Plan Commission Thursday evening. There'll be a public hearing and then consideration of a conditional use permit. A classification compensation study for Kenosha County correctional officers okayed last night by the county board, though some of those officers telling the board members they're still not being treated fairly. Supervisor Terry Rose says there's really no system that'll please everybody. New Supervisor Steve Bostrom said he would have liked Sheriff David Beth to have attended the meeting to address some of the issues that he's heard about since he was first elected.
Forced overtime, the holiday pay, all of these items, from my own information, I would like to know. Because if these employees are being treated unfairly, which I'm not saying they are or aren't, but in my short period of time, I've heard at every meeting a complaint from this group of employees, I would like the sheriff to answer those questions.
That compensation study approved by the county board 22-1. And UW Parkside professor, assistant professor of biological sciences, Dr. Greg Richards, put in a grant proposal to study the effects of stress on bacteria. Did that with the National Institutes of Health. Got word back recently. He's been accepted for an award of just over $381,000. WRJN.com. That is our webpage. We keep our newscast there in the local news section. Also, at WRJN News, that is for our Twitter updates. I'm Tom Karko, WRJN News.